I'm Andy.
And I'm Nancy.
And you are listening to another edition of The Colonial Current. We are recording on Thursday, September 23rd. Nancy, how have you been?
I've been doing pretty well. How have you been doing?
I've been doing pretty well, enjoying this lovely weather as I look out the window and it is pouring rain.
But, you know, the great thing is it's fall now, but mm-hmm. in Hampton Roads, we can still pretend it's summer because we get these nice warm temperatures for a little bit.
Yeah, later. Exactly. Gotta love that. So what's new with WI Daily, Nancy?
Well, we have a new member to our newsroom team. His name is Dominic Catacora, and he comes to us from a print background, from a broadcast background as well. So you'll probably hear him working with Andy some nights on some of these great football games and other sports events that are happening.
I'll break him in.
Yes, I know that you will make sure he does well, which I have no doubt that he will whatsoever.
Well, I've been seeing his byline all over the place. I mean, he's been publishing quite a bit for WI Daily since he joined.
Yes, he's very excited. He has a lot of moxie, as we like to say in our industry. He's done some great profile pieces and interviews with members of our community and our neighbors and has really turned out some really great work. And for only being here 3 weeks, it's like he's been with us forever.
So yeah.
Very excited to have him on board. Plus, he's covering our sports beats. So for WI Daily, if you'd like to get in touch with us for community, for high school, for college sports, any of those, please touch base with him. He would love to cover it and do profiles on you.
Well, if he keeps up the good work, I might even forgive him for being a Washington Nationals fan. We were talking earlier. I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, so we'll get along. We'll just have to put that to the side and, you know, not talk too much trash here in the office.
Well, exactly. You can have some healthy banter now and then. Exactly. I don't want to have to intervene with my not knowing much about sports. But I heard that you have a new member of your family.
I do. So about, it'll be 4 weeks on Saturday, I adopted a cat from Heritage Humane Society.
What's her name?
Her name is Licorice.
I love that name.
And she goes by Licker for short. That's my suggestion. I just think it's objectively hilarious to call a cat Licker.
Yeah.
I've never given her any liquor yet. I'm a responsible cat dad.
Oh.
She's only 2 years old,
careful.
So maybe 19.
You'll go viral if you do that.
Yeah, maybe 19 years from now, I'll buy her her first drink. But but she's awesome. I love her. She's the sweetest cat. She's basically a dog.
Yeah, you said she's very talkative, right?
She is very outgoing and talkative. I mean, like, I come home from work and, like, she runs to the front door to greet me, looks up and just meows.
Oh.
She's super outgoing. She's one of those cats, like, I say she's a dog because she's so outgoing and, like, she wants to be around people at all times. I get up from the couch and walk to the kitchen. She follows me. I go back to the couch. She follows me. I walk upstairs to my bedroom. She follows me. She follows me all over the house is what I'm saying.
That's
she even tries
awesome.
To follow me out the front door when I leave. She runs to the front door and is like, no, you can't leave. I'm like, well, no, I have to. So she's all, I mean, she's super sweet. That's what I like about her. She, not only is she outgoing, but you know, she's the kind of cat that like needs her time with you. It's not just, she's not one of those cats that hides under the bed until she comes out to eat. She's like, oh, you're home. Let's hang out. Give me all of the pets. Oh, no, you're not done petting me. You're going to keep petting me. She likes to play. She has a few favorite toys. Like, I got her one of those stuffed animals on a string that I drag around the room, and she chases that. She goes crazy.
Have you gotten the laser pointer yet?
I have one. I actually haven't used it. I think she'll love it. Some of the toys I got her, she hasn't really taken a liking to. Like, I got her, like, a few toy, like, fake rodents. Got, something that looks like a little mouse, and it, like, it squeaks, you know, when you move it, you shake it, it starts squeaking.
Does she jump?
She hates it. She's freaked out by it. It'll be okay. It's not going to hurt you. But yeah, I mean, I've tried to get her to play with it several times and she's just not about it. But she has her favorite toys. She seems happy and she's met a few of my friends and family and she's taken right to them. So
you need to bring her into the office. You know I'm a cat person.
I probably will. Now she'll spend the first hour just exploring and every little nook and cranny.
Yeah.
She wasn't home but more than like an hour. When I first adopted her and, you know, she managed to get herself stuck behind the washing machine. So I kind of pushed it a little bit further back so she can't do that. But
yeah,
no, she has her favorite places around the house. She likes to hang out, you know, on the windowsill, on the couch. So every time I come home, I pull in and I see her up in the window. So that's fun. And then, you know, she sees me and she runs downstairs to the front door.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like I said, she's a dog, basically. A small little dog.
One of my cats is the same way. I have this one chair in my family room that I sit in. He knows this.
Yeah.
And if I sit in it, he will literally climb behind me and try to push me out. Now, here's something fun for your cat is if you get one of those robot vacuums.
Yeah.
We got one recently. My cats don't know what to make of it. And they kind of stare at it and, like, jump at it, then jump back. I'm thinking I might glue some googly eyes on it just to see what they do at that point.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. So that's something that she might kind of freak out over.
Yeah,
That's terrible I said that.
Go to a Halloween store and get, like, some kind of, like, costume with fur on it and tape that to the thing so they think it's some kind of big, weird rodent.
That would be funny.
Yeah, they might like playing with it then.
But it's testament to all these great animals that can be adopted from our local shelters, like Heritage Humane.
Yeah.
How you have wonderful pets, wonderful new family members that just need a home.
For sure. Yeah. If you are looking to adopt, I mean, Heritage, I know, has been a great partner. They hooked me up pretty well with a good cat. There's a lot of animals that still need a good home, though, whether it's from Heritage or any of the other shelters in Virginia. So if you're like me and you wanted a cat, I kind of held out for a while, finally gave in. So if you're like me and you're on the fence for a while, now's the time to take the plunge and adopt.
Exactly. We are all three of our animals. We also have a dog. Mm-hmm. Our shelter adoptees, and gave him a great home. And we had one of our cats till he was 20 years old. And they're wonderful, wonderful companions that desperately need homes. So
yes,
very excited to have Liquor as part of our WI Daily family.
Sooner or later, I'll bring her into the office. I promise.
I would love that.
And listeners, if you want to see a photo of her, I did put a photo up on the Tide's Instagram page earlier this week. She was being a little bit of a goofball. She wasn't being cute. She was just lying on her back, pawing at the air. I don't know what she was doing, but it was funny. So go check that out.
She's cute. She is. No matter what.
So Nancy, I was reading WI Daily yesterday, and I saw something that was a little bit weird. You're going to have to explain this to me.
Okay.
An anchor that weighs approximately 2,000 pounds was apparently stolen from the Pocosin Museum.
It's an interesting story. It's one I've tried to wrap my brain around. I know both you and I are history nerds. Mm-hmm. And this anchor apparently dates back to the late 19th century. And it was donated to the museum along with a few other items. And it is 7 feet long. It was 5 feet wide at its base and weighs a ton, literally a ton. And it went missing sometime between September 13th and September 20th. Now, if you've never been out to the Pocosin Museum, I do encourage going out there. They have several buildings on the property. It has a beautiful nature trail, and that's where this anchor was situated, outside along this nature trail, kind of embedded into the ground. And it went missing. So the president and members of the Pocosin Museum reported it. But it's kind of strange to think about, how did this happen? Because the campus for the museum itself is flanked by different neighborhoods and whatnot. And how this happened without anyone noticing some sort of large vehicle or a large group of people putting this anchor in a vehicle. The president spoke to Molly Fazer yesterday from WI Daily and said that they would have had to have some sort of like bed of a truck or something else to transport it away from the museum grounds. So they think it may have happened sometime in the late night, early morning, when people would have more than likely been asleep. But it's funny, you go out there to the campus, and right next to the nature trail are people that own chickens, so you're hearing roosters all the time going off. And so it's kind of that curious case of, how did something so massive in weight and size just go missing?
You're telling me you've never stolen a 2,000-pound anchor?
Stop talking about my lawn ornament.
I'm curious to see where it turns up. That's what really fascinates me.
Me too.
This isn't something that gets stolen just to kind of just get tossed in the backyard?
Exactly.
Is it going to show up at like a random museum a few states away? Like, what's going to happen with it?
That's the curious question too, as to where did it go? I know there was a case several years ago down on the south side where someone stole the mermaids that they have all over Norfolk and used it as a headboard. But this isn't the type of item you would do something like that with. You know, what do you do with this very antique and used ship's anchor?
Yeah.
We have a picture up on WI Daily, which was given to us for use by a Pocosin resident, the one who took it in 2020. And you look at it, and it's so gargantuan, for lack of a better word. What would you use it for? So, Andy, what would you use a giant anchor for?
If I had a massive yacht, which I don't, but if I did, maybe I could find a use for it there. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, I think it's got to be just some kind of prank, someone who thinks this is funny.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. Like, what? There's no use for something that's so massive and impractical. Like, there's no use for it.
Exactly. Exactly. And with the maritime culture in Pocosin being so strong, between the seafooding industry and boating and everything, I mean, this is a crucial part. It was donated to the museum by a family that lived in Fox Hill.
Yeah.
And along with some other items. And so it definitely takes a hurt on them that this happened, and definitely a violation of their space.
Absolutely. So I'm sure the museum would be willing to take it back, no questions asked. Is that what they're saying?
Well, they have filed a report with Pocosin PD, and okay. they're asking that anyone who may have any information to call the Pocosin Police Department. And we have that contact information up on our story on WI Daily.
Okay, cool.
So anyone reach out to them. But obviously, this is a huge deal. This doesn't happen every day at this museum, especially not in this part of town.
Well, if you happen to see a massive 2,000-pound anchor just lying around town somewhere, head to wydaily.com, get that contact information, and make a report.
Definitely do that and bring back that piece of history.
Absolutely. So, Nancy, what is up with all the fights I'm hearing about at Busch Gardens?
You know, that has been something that I've seen a lot of people talking about on social media. We've all seen these reports, especially after that one video went viral back in August of the fight at the queue line for Griffin.
Yeah,
it was just
I saw the video of that.
Terrifying to watch. So we reached out to James City County Police, and it seems like there's an increase in these types of calls to the police department from the Busch Gardens Williamsburg address. We are publishing up a table on our website with all this data from these various types of accidents and assaults and disorderly persons and whatnot. But the numbers are alarming. For instance, if you look at the number for disorderly persons, and it tracks from courtesy of James City County Police over the course of from 2017 to now, the number of disorderly persons reports they've gotten so far this year, this is as of September 23rd, is 64. And that's up over 2019, for instance, where over the course of the entire year, January 1st through December 31st, was 52. And this is just one piece of data.
Yeah.
Recently, there was another fight where OC spray was administered by the groups that were in question, and there just seems to be a lot of tension. Now, we've reached out to Busch Gardens Williamsburg for comments specifically about this, and their public relations manager told us, "We are continuing to increase the presence and visibility of our security during high traffic events, including Howl Scream, to mitigate these occurrences. Safety remains our top priority, and we will take the measures necessary to ensure that we create safe and fun experiences." But it is alarming.
Sure.
And so why?
And they seem to be admitting as such.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the question is, why is this happening?
Yeah, that's my question.
Is this a result of pandemic stress? Is this a result of other circumstances that may be beyond Busch Gardens and any of our controls?
Yeah.
What is going on? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that all the stress between the pandemic and the financial fallout could definitely have people in, I don't want to say aggressive, but a more stressed out frame of mind, which maybe is leading to that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's like a common thread tying these things together. It could just be random statistical deviation. Who knows? Yeah. But it's very strange. I'm going to be going to the park soon. I promise not to start any fights.
Please don't. I'd rather not write about you doing that. But it also, you look at this employment shortage that's very universal in our area.
Absolutely.
Especially among the tourism industries, the hospitality, the restaurant industry. And so you have Busch Gardens that's down on staff right now as opposed to where they would normally be at. So does that have any link or correlation? And so we're definitely following this along to see what comes of it, because there definitely is something going on here.
Yeah.
And what could be the antecedents behind that in general.
We'll get to the bottom of it. It's very curious. I don't know if there's a better word. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me why now, but
exactly.
We'll see.
We'll see. And it definitely is concerning, because Busch Gardens is one of our favorite places and partners around the area for our visitors, for our community.
Exactly. And I'm taking some friends there very soon, some friends from out of town. So
yeah,
it's a place that's, you know, just part of a big part of living here.
Yeah. Yeah, if you see anything, call me.
Will do.
I'm going to King's Dominion this weekend.
Oh, good. Okay.
That'll be fun. They have a new roller coaster debuting next year.
Yeah.
Along with the new roller coaster that's debuting at Busch Gardens next year. They highly anticipate Pantheon. Yeah. They announced it's going to be opening in next March. And I know I don't know about you, Andy, but I've been waiting with bated breath for more information about this.
Yes, I want to know more. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to ride it.
It's going to be crazy. You know, I'm thinking we need to do a Colonial Current from there.
From on the coaster, we'll bring some audio information. Exactly. Just be us screaming on the first drop.
Exactly. I have a warning. I have to warn you, though. I sound like a hyena on it.
See, when I get scared on a coaster, I'm very silent. I just like tense up. I clench up. I don't make any noise. And then I get off the coaster and just exhale.
So I'll just start screaming, Andy is next to me. He is clenched up. He is scared.
I promise he's here.
But we have these two big roller coasters that are going to be opening within our region next year. So hopefully that'll be a nice boon to the tourism industry.
Yeah, especially that industry could really use a bounce back after the pandemic. Yes. So hopefully, like you said, that is one of the drivers of that recovery.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's on your docket lately coming up, Andy?
Well, William & Mary football is going on. They're actually playing my alma mater, Elon, this Saturday, the 25th.
You're going, right?
I'll be here in the studio. I'll be working. But I'll be listening. I'll be listening to Jay Colley on the call. I will be rooting for William & Mary, despite the fact that I have a degree from Elon. Love Elon. You know, it's my alma mater. Still got a special place in my heart, but go Tribe.
Tribe Athletics.
Yeah, so.
Love them.
That's what I got. And, of course, every morning, 7 to 10, the morning drive with me, Andy Harris. So I hope you guys tune in for that. Best handpicked music around.
I agree. My entire family loves the hometown radio feel of the Tribe.
Good. They better.
Well, yeah. I mean, under orders. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's a great station.
Hold on my gunpoint. You like the station.
You will like the station. No, Andy, you do an amazing job.
Nancy, anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you got coming up with WI Daily? Or do you want to call it a podcast?
We always have great things going on, so continue to check in with WI Daily. We have some great things coming up in the next few months for our readers and for our listeners over at Tide. And there's just a lot of great things happening. Very excited. I can't wait to announce some of the big things that are happening. So you have to check back the Colonial Current to find out what these big things are.
Yeah.
And they are big.
And one last plug before we go. We just launched this week, WI Daily and the Tide, the Kinsmill Golf Membership Sweepstakes. So go over to WIDaily.com, click the contest tab, and you can enter to win a 2-month golf membership to Kinsmill.
See, that's such a great giveaway.
Yeah. And it's more than just golf. I mean, I've lived here 5 years, and so I didn't know that, you know, a membership like this might include more than just golf. I mean, you got, besides the advanced tee times and unlimited play, I mean, you get all kinds of cool stuff, like use of their tennis and pickleball courts and the fitness center, the spa, so much. So if all that stuff sounds good to you, which I'm sure it does, like I said, head to widaily.com and enter today.
And it's 2 full free months.
Exactly.
Which that's massive.
So. Can't beat free.
Can't beat it.
Well, Nancy, it was fun. We'll do this again soon.
Always. Well, on behalf of WI Daily and
Tide Radio,
thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye.